Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 16, 1805. Buffalo, elk, and always the grizzly. Not much out of the ordinary happens to the Corps today, but May 14 was full of excitement. Lewis tells the story.
Some fog on the river this morning. This is a very rare occurrence. Saw immense herds of buffalo today, also elk, deer, wolves, and antelopes. One of the party wounded a brown bear very badly, but being alone did not think it proper to pursue him. In the evening, the men in two of the rear canoes discovered a large brown bear lying in the open grounds about 300 paces from the river, and six of them went out to attack him, all good hunters. They took advantage of a small eminence which concealed them and got within 40 paces of him unperceived. Two of the men reserved their fires, as had been previously concerted. The four others fired nearly at the same time and put each his bullet through his lungs. In an instant, this monster ran at them with an open mouth. The two who had reserved their fire discharged their pieces at him as he came towards them. Both of them struck him, one only slightly, and the other fortunately broke his shoulder. This, however, only retarded his motion for a moment only. The men, unable to reload their guns, took flight. The bear pursued and had very nearly overtaken them before they reached the river. Two of the party took themselves to a canoe, and the others separated and concealed themselves among the willows, reloaded their pieces, each discharged his piece at them as they had the opportunity. They struck him several times again, but the gun served only to direct the bear to them. In this manner he pursued two of them separately, so close they were obliged to throw aside their gun and pouches and throw themselves into the river. So enraged was this animal that he plunged into the river only a few feet behind the second man he had compelled to take refuge in the water, when one of those who still remained on shore shot him through the head and finally killed him. It happened, unfortunately for us this evening, that Charbonneau was at the helm of this pirogue instead of Drouillard. In this pirogue were embarked our papers, instruments, books, medicine, a great part of our merchandise, and, in short, almost every other article. Suffice it to say that the pirogue was under sail when a sudden squall of wind struck her obliquely and turned her considerably. The steersman, alarmed, instead of putting her before the wind, lifted her up into it. The wind so violent that it drew the brace of the square sail out of the hand of the man who was attending it. Captain Meriwether Lewis, May 14, 1805.
To continue this tale, the pirogue filled with water and most of the cargo washed overboard. Charbonneau cried to his God for mercy, but was too frightened to do anything. Pierre Crozat grabbed the tiller and got the boat straightened around. The men bailed the boat, and Sacagawea, the heroine of the story, reached out, got in the water, and rescued most of the material that went overboard. Crozat threatened to shoot Charbonneau if he did not instantly take the rudder and do his duty. Tomorrow, Drip Dry.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.